Now that we've talked about our irrigation options, let's talk about the how much water that we need to be adding. Well, we don't want to over-irrigate, and we don't want to under-irrigate. And a lot of times it's sometimes a little bit hard to understand which is which. Whenever you over-irrigate, you know, you're going to have a lot of mud out there. And we don't want it to be just soppy, muddy. We're not looking for that. We're wanting to add enough moisture to where it gets into the ground, it soaks down a little bit, and our plants can take it up. But if we get it too wet, you can bring on some different diseases, and also it's not very healthy. You could actually rot off some of your roots. And we don't want to get it too dry, because if it's real cakey and it's dry, and a lot of times our clay around here will crack on you and everything, that's not good for our plants either, because they're not got enough moisture in the ground to actually pull that up. So, you know, getting it, you will change the color whenever you're going to irrigate, especially if you're going to use a drip irrigation or something of that nature. You're going to change the color of the soil. It'll start tend to turn a little bit darker color, and you'll see maybe a small band come out so far. And I always like to make sure that color comes out several inches on either side of the plant, so that it's good and it's actually not flowing just down, but it's coming out a little ways and making a kind of a wide different color for our moisture level has went up in our soil. And usually, you know, if you've got drip irrigation or you've got a soaker hose or something of that nature, just a garden hose that you poke hose in and you throw it out there and give them a little bit of water that way, you know, you could run that for maybe 15 to 20 minutes, and that should probably be enough. Some general rules, every soil has got a different texture and things of that nature, and you may have to play with it a little bit to make sure you've got your right moisture levels. But it's something that your plants is going to be needing, and usually I like to do that 3 or 4 times a week in a 7-day period to make sure that if you've not got any water whatsoever or rain coming in. But if you do have rain, you might want to, you know, slack off of some of your drip irrigation, depending on if you're using black plastic or not. Now, if you are using black plastic for mulch control, and you irrigating under that, and you want to figure out how moist is it, if you take your foot and just kind of press on it a little bit, if it kind of sinks in a little bit, that means it's got pretty good moisture. If it does not give any, that means it's too dry. That just get a little general rule of thumb there for you. So just remember, don't overwater or don't underwater. Your plants need a good general amount of water.